And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing through this Saturday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the exhibit in the main gallery, Passion, the Art of Collecting, from the collection of Giuliano Cesari, now housed at the Georgia Museum of Art. You have through Saturday to see that exhibit if you've not yet seen it. This Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk. Galleries and exhibit spaces all along Jefferson Street in downtown will be open. And the program for traditional music here at UL Lafayette and the School of Music is offering group accordion and fiddle classes. They still have spaces available. The beginning button accordion class will be taught by Corey Leday and the intermediate Cajun fiddle class by Al Berard. If you're interested and you're not a UL student, you can enroll through University College. If you are a UL student, you can talk to your advisor or the School of Music. Or if you'd like to know more about the traditional music program, contact Professor Mark DeWitt at UL, 482-1020. The Lafayette Theater Group, The Riveters, presents Michael Jacobs' play Cheaters at Cité des Arts, opening tonight. It will run through Saturday at 7:30 in the evening, and then this Sunday, the 13th, at 3 o'clock. It will also run next weekend as well at Cité. For tickets, you can call their office, or you can stop by their website, citedesart.org. That's The Riveters presenting Michael Jacobs' play Cheaters. And the play Tuesdays with Maury will open in Lake Charles this Friday. It will be on stage at ACTS. For more information or tickets, you can go to their website, which is actstheater.com, actstheater.com. Carolyn Woosley is the guest director. Their telephone number is 433-ACTS. The Bag Mat Ministry invites you to learn how to make sleeping bags for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. The next workshop is this Saturday, January 12th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Lafayette at Grace Presbyterian Church. For individuals or service groups, you can stay for an hour or stay the whole day. For more information, you can email them at mats4homeless@gmail.com. And that's mats with the number 4, homeless. There will be a special program, a meeting to preserve Louisiana French that will be in Natchitoches this Saturday, 10 a.m., Saturday, January 12th, in the Overseer's House at Magnolia Plantation. Magnolia Plantation is at 5529 Highway 119 in Derry, Louisiana. The meeting is hosted by the Cane River Creole National Historical Park. For more information, you can contact that organization. This Saturday at Cité des Arts, Acadiana Word Lab continues. Each Saturday, it is open to the public. It is a drafting writing workshop. You don't need to bring finished works. They hope to inspire you with prompts, and you write there and share your work. This week, the Acadiana Word Lab is being led by Jim Phillips, who is an accomplished storyteller and very creative person, who is the education director at Cité. He will lead Acadiana Word Lab this Saturday from 2 until 4 at Cité des Arts. All are invited. Cane Fire Film Series presents their next film this Saturday, January 12th, 7:30 at the Light Center. It's a Danish film, A Royal Affair. It has just recently been nominated for the Best Foreign Film category. And you can see it in Lafayette this Saturday, 7:30 at the Light Center. You can purchase tickets at the door. The Light Center is on Cajun Dome Boulevard. And for more information about the series or this film, stop by their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Cane Fire Film Series. There will be a square dance this Sunday at Nunu's in Arneville. The group playing will be Burgess Fry and Stefanini, contra and square dancing. Calling will be Charlene Heaton and Steve Bing. Starts at 3 o'clock at Nunu's in Arneville this Sunday. And there will be a midwinter poetry night in New Iberia at A&E Gallery, Saturday, January 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. The evening will feature Louisiana Poet Laureate Julie Kane, as well as Claire Martin and Diane Moore. There will be an open mic session after that as well. Also on the 19th, opening at the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL campus will be several new exhibits, including a collection of works by artist John Buck called C'est Magnifique. He's a sculptor, woodcarver, and printmaker. Also a collection of contemporary folk art from the permanent collection of the Hilliard that will all open on the 19th. And potpourri classes are now open for registration. These are leisure time learning classes being offered through continuing ed here at UL Lafayette in professional development, computers and technology, art, language, gardening, all kinds of courses being offered. For more information, you can contact continuing ed here at UL Lafayette or stop by their website, which is ce.louisiana.edu. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can download a weekly schedule. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just find the program you're interested in, and you can listen to archived programs there or download them for listening to later on. And you can always support your favorite public radio station, KRVS, at any time securely. Just click on the Support or Pledge Now button and make your contribution online. And if you'd like to donate a vehicle to KRVS, we will certainly help facilitate that. You can click the big red button at the bottom of the page and call the toll-free number there, or just give us a call and we'll tell you more about that program. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Thursdays, it's This American Life, hosted by Ira Glass. At 8, Thistle and Shamrock. 9 o'clock, Franco Mix, locally produced by Val Broussard Boston. And lots of great programs throughout the evening on Thursday. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.